The International Joint Commission first came up with the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement in 1972. At the time, the Great Lakes were terribly polluted, and the agreement took aim at runoff and sewage. Canadian Commissioner Jack Blaney gave the crowd in Green Bay a brief history of the agreement. Blaney says it was updated in 1978 and again in 1987.
The agreement is now up for review again, and a lot of things, well, a lot of progress has been made. A number of things have changed in the last 20 years. First of all, there's a lot of concern about climate change. There are new pollutants, such as new kinds of chemicals are being discovered in the lakes. And of course, there's a lot of urban development around the lakes, and that has its own consequences.
Sewerage overflows drew the most complaints from speakers last night. They took a lot of shots at the Metropolitan Milwaukee Sewerage District, which releases millions of gallons of human waste into Lake Michigan. John Dillon owns property on Washington Island. He says the pollution is taking an economic toll on lakeshore communities.
The whole tourist industry, which is very large in Wisconsin, and a lot of manufacturing, and then all of our municipalities get their water from Lake Michigan. So it's costing anybody that has water from the lake an extra fee because they have to purify that water. And it takes more purification, the more garbage it goes into it.
Beach closures due to E. coli contamination are becoming a common phenomenon each summer along the beaches of the Great Lakes. Bob Slow, a biologist, came to the Green Bay meeting from his home in Ontario. He lives on the shores of Lake Huron, and he says more virulent types of E. coli are washing ashore.
And I point to Walkerton, where we had 7 people die because of a certain E. coli strain. And we had hundreds of people that were sick, some that are permanently injured because of contamination getting into their drinking water. We have the same kinds of organisms getting our beach water, and we are exposing our children and our grandchildren to these types of organisms.
One of those young people came to testify as well. Kyle Freischmidt goes to De Pere High School. He spoke of the growing zebra mussel problem in Lake Michigan, but he said that wasn't his biggest worry.
When the wind blows a certain way in the summer, when we're out there, it's all you can smell is raw sewage. So I'd like to know that something's being done with that, and that's my main concern, because I do fish and eat a lot of fish out of the bay and Lake Michigan, and I'd like to know that something's going to be done so that my kids can enjoy the same I might enjoy it, if not better.
Wisconsin's Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager is suing Milwaukee's sewerage district with the hopes of forcing it to eliminate certain types of discharges. Commissioners from the IJC say all the comments from last night's meeting and 13 others like it across the Great Lakes region will be summarized and given to the U.S. and Canadian governments. The Green Bay hearing was the only one to be held in Wisconsin. Anyone who wanted to comment on the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement but couldn't make it in person can get an online comment form on the website ijc.org. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.